more distributed allocation where we hold up sort of main points outstanding. The submission that we have put forward is to adjust the electric tariff, the system diesel traffic being introduced into our Blackwater system, combined with a need to put assets in to increase capacity. Regulatory framework created pricing, which short-run pricing was inconsistent with the long-term rationing. Back to my theme of long-term. We said that this is going to create a real problem unless we change the short-term pricing options for our customers to align with what is the long-term efficiency. This is fatal to losses and why the process has been so long and why it's been submitted slowly. I'll get back to our equity. What's equity in a market? Have a wonderful day. At the end, what we have to meet is that we'll adjust electric prices for the to a price that is competitive with diesel and incentivizes electric traffic. That cash flow that we wouldn't otherwise get through the regulatory model gets recovered. We've had a debate about how it best covers. What we have come to is that it will be a bullet payment at the end of year 4. Why is it a bullet payment at the end of year 4? Because there's no legal mechanism to get a guarantee that we will get it in year 5. You can do it via what's called a binding ruling, which is a 6-month process, but we'd prefer not to start other processes at this point in time. So, how big that bullet payment will be will depend on how electric trains run over the next 4 years. If the vast bulk of the system's electric trains run, bullet payment won't be that much. If a smaller number run, the bullet payment will become smaller. All in our proposal, we say a few ways you can do the bullet payment. If one on the whole central contribute, or everyone in the backbone system, no matter what they run, digital or electric, get to pay bullet payment. That's the one about the mission. So we adjust the pricing through to make it competitive with diesel. And we have a bullet payment that is a true up that no matter whether it's digital or electric, if you're a blackboard system user, people will be paying that bullet payment at the end of the undertaking. This will be painful because of the way the businesses are at this point. There will be people that dislike it. There will be submissions that say that's great. And there will be submissions that say we agree. Our view after all of the process is that we are reasonably confident that the authority will approve it. Adjusting around the market, but reasonably backward and forward. At the heart, people saying no, they are essentially saying that regulatory returns and risk don't take a stranding risk, and the network should wear some stranding risk with these electrical assets. We are saying that is the case. The return does not take account of strain risk, and if we would have to take account of strain risk, then the return should be higher. The authority agrees with us on that point, and that's the principal point that's right at the heart of it. And in some of its public documentation, made that very clear that they did not give the return this major election. Of the network assets. And that's why the case that says everyone could pay this bill, so I can guarantee there would be a war of submissions if that one came out that way. So, and we've talked about the transition tariffs have been set at Now, that have far predicted the system of all electric devices, because the northern system with its bodies has been built by electric cars, and our northern system was not competitive with electric, simply because of the scale of the bodies, and hasn't had to put four units in the T-Mobile 5 stuff. They have taken a view, I guess, where northern customers think would be to lose.
You got to put these stations in the middle, but not in the middle of that section, which
big investment hit, but the regulatory pricing over 4 years take pricing out. Look at it over a 15-year and model and compare the different intellectual prices and their distortion.
How does that make the you guys on capital allocation? The electrification system is ridiculous, not this, and you know, see it on regulation. What do you do for your next chunky bit of capital to avoid not just anything?
And there's judgments. You talk different customers around the business, there's a quite difference. So that's the dynamic that's in place. People just looking. Any other questions?
Nathan Lee, RBS Morgan. Please go ahead.
Well, Mike, just a question on the first time for the WACC. Obviously, you can publish the final decision. Will the parameters for the WACC be the time of the final decision, or when it comes to the finish of 2030, will it be around that period?
That's a good question. We normally look to agree the time in advance with the authority. It's normally and that what we look for is an average time where it is a decision and influenced by other significant financial market seasonal factors or issues that might materially impact. We are in that discussion with the authority at the moment to try and agree what that time period is, and hopefully the next month or two we will have that agreed and that will remain confidential and will be final decision.
Also, can you talk me through that the counterparty with the work and get ready with the top up limits?
With work and get ready, it's on gate. Essentially, the credit management vary between parent company guarantees for bigger multinational companies, but down to any smaller company, full bank guarantee. And covers the construction, and as we get into the operating period, that tends to glide down. It's broadly similar on the Wiggins Island Rail project. The only difference being, some of the possibility about the differences between the two projects, because some of the regulatory basis to work within the regulatory model and therefore socialised, that the credit arrangements are only covering the top up because everything will be socialised from the perspective on work for the regulatory underpinning. So that's more akin to the traditional regulatory approach, which for them to cross is a few months of and then essentially the revenue cap mechanism of the network that centralizes across all services.
Question, Nathan? Yes, very good. One little bit, and just in terms of the CapEx, the $2 CapEx number, obviously some of that's actually been more than about before. Can you break it apart for us in terms of the actual expecting for 2014-17?
I didn't know the time. It will be in the submission. The bigger project, which is targeting next completion, because maybe it was before, it's been a little delayed. And so we've been discussing with customers about how to adjust for that, because we were still and we're obligated to meet the time frame with the brand of time, but it's so we're just doing a bit of adjustment on that. I don't think that would be particularly material in a cash flow sense. It's big at the front end of the undertaking. HVX expansion, the pay point expansion is also due for completion in the middle of next year, so it's dominating the front end. The Rolston electrification, which has now gotten full board approval, it's just been completed at the end of the calendar year, the 200 million, so that's front end. So most of the growth, the front end, and then the asset renewal is somewhere around 150 100 and broadly even across the 4 years.
Just going to have to work.
Yep. There'll be a bank guarantee and the rest will be special. Remember that if that was to happen with them or with us, then that's become available for contract to others. And an interesting comment that I'm sure that Paul Garra made this observation, that some people ask me along the line of credit worthiness and what some of companies that end up really struggling, that all of the haulage contracts that have been contracted in the last 12 to 18 months, and we're in a phase of both Bryce Operation and Ciano on this stuff, that other than BMA closing Norwich Park and reducing their overall tonnage by a number less than what was Norwich.